All right. I'd like to get going with our next presentation here at the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. Now presenting, we have Jeff Kendrick from CEMATRIX.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for coming today. And I want to start off, I think my throat is already getting sore, and I've only done three meetings so far. So if my throat sounds scratchy, it's because it is. Anyways, one of the things I wanted to talk about first is, I don't know if anybody saw the press release that came out earlier in the week. We had some project delays. It really hasn't affected our business at all, and the long-term value growth prospects are still remain intact. And because there's been delays this year, that means next year is going to be that much better. So, start off. CEMATRIX is in the business of cellular concrete, and this is a construction material that's used across North America in many different applications. Essentially, we take all of the sand and the gravel out of ready mix product. We replace it with a microscopic air bubble system. By doing that, we create a lightweight material that's insulating. It has some structural properties, but its main benefits, it's lower than the lower in cost of the products we're replacing. It's faster construction, and it's more environmentally friendly than the products we're replacing. Let's get this going here. Products that we're replacing are not regular concrete. We're never replacing regular concrete. We never compare ourselves in price to those materials. Things that we do replace are EPS block, which are large styrofoam blocks. We replace 4x8 sheets of rigid insulation where they're used in infrastructure construction. We replace other lightweight aggregates, other heavy grouts in some cases when we're talking about tunnel grouting, and basically gravel in some cases. The major applications, there are many, and there's hundreds of applications, is one of the larger ones is tunnel grouting. So anytime they're building new infrastructure under a city, they dig a tunnel by way of tunnel boring machine, they put in their water lines and sewer lines, and we grout around them to protect them. So whether it's Toronto or Vancouver or Texas or New York, we're doing these tunnels right across North America. And it's a huge savings using our material versus the traditional material, sometimes in the tens of millions of dollars. Lightweight backfill. So anywhere you see bridges or roads or overpasses that are going over rivers or lakes or weak and unstable soils, this is the best material to backfill for those things. So essentially, we build the ramps right up to the bridges, and these are where, of course, the cars go up. And that's because it's a lightweight material that's stable and never breaks down. And so it's a very good material for this application. And these are generally large applications, and this is one of the growing markets they're in right today. Next application is highways and runways. So where they're building highways and runways over weak and unstable soils, which, you know, if you look at the Delta region, if everybody's from Vancouver, it's all peat moss. And so you can't build over that. You have to put material under there, and our material acts as a floating base. So instead of digging out all the bad peat moss, they just build, pour our material across the top, have a floating base, and build their roads and highways or runways over top. Again, this is a huge growing business for us. Abandonments and annular fills. So anywhere you're putting in new water lines and sewer lines or pipelines, you generally have to replace the abandoned ones or fill them. If you can't take them out, then you have to fill them. And this is a huge growing business right across North America. Some of our biggest customers are the biggest gas companies like ATCO Gas in Alberta or Nicor Gas in Illinois. So these are big projects for us. And they'll ask us to come to fill up a line that's even, you know, just a small line that requires 1 cubic meter or 1 cubic yard. And that's what a big part of our business in the small to medium size applications is. Others is insulation and flowable fill. So as mentioned, it is an insulator. So anytime you're building, you know, in the early days, we used to be in the oil and gas construction market. So they're building large industrial facilities in Port McMurray and right across Fort Saskatchewan and in other cities and things across North America as well. But so it becomes an insulating sub-base for all of their facilities. In fact, the NWR project in Fort Saskatchewan, there was an insulating base put across the entire facility. Over 50,000 cubic meters was poured there. giving an idea of the cost savings and environmental savings, this is a small project in southern Ontario in the Peel region on Dixie Road. And this is a highway that was going between two wetlands. So eventually the gravel that they put underneath becomes peat moss again. And so they're suffering significant differential settlement in the highway. So highway or cars at 100 kilometers an hour were basically getting airborne. So they basically have to drop the speed limit down to 60 kilometers an hour to fix it. To fix it, they have to sheet down, pile down both sides. They get all the bad material, replace it with gravel, then pave over top. That would take over 2.5 months for a 600-meter section. Using cellular concrete, they don't take any of the bad material out. They build a floating base over top of it, pave over top of that after a little bit of gravel, and within 2 weeks you have the highway up and running again at significantly reduced cost. So 40% less cost, 25% less emissions, so CO2 emissions, 70% less excavation because you don't have to take out all of that material, and 75% less truck traffic because we're taking a 40-ton bulk of cement and turning it into 120 cubic meters of our material in basically an hour. So again, faster construction, much lower cost, all of those things. Some of the key investor considerations, of course, we just did a recent uplist to the TSX. That went extremely well and was quite enjoyable actually to be there. We just completed a lifetime issuer financing. It was generally to make, although we didn't need to raise capital, we wanted to be in a position to have a better balance sheet when we start pursuing M&A again next year. And we will start in the M&A activity, starting to look at opportunities right now. And so that gives a very strong balance sheet when starting to look at these small to medium-sized companies that want a strong company to be part of in the future. Strong seasonal sales growth, the profits, cash flow continue. We have an $84 million backlog as of our last contracts release. It's going to be strong but lumpy growth. You know, part of the problem in a construction company, particularly an early stage one, we have projects that are now $20 million. Well, they get done in 1 year and there's nothing to replace it completely. Sometimes the sales will go back a bit for a bit of time and then they'll grow tremendously again. So this year is one of the years where we're having some project delays and next year will be an incredible year again. We're also very early stage market, particularly in Canada. It's about 10 years behind the U.S. market. So in Canada, we do a lot of business development, meeting with engineers and municipalities and provinces to really continue to educate the market on what we're doing. It's not a traditional sales process. We educate the geotechnical engineers who then specify the materials into projects. Those materials go into tenders, and then GCs call us for a price, and they call us for a complete installation price. So we're the one that actually installs it on site. So I was just talking to somebody earlier, we completely mobile. So one day we'd be pouring in New York City and, you know, 3 days later it could be in Fort McMurray. So we're completely mobile with our equipment and essentially we're boring projects right across North America. It's the mammoth infrastructure market. So not only the normal market itself is huge and growing, there's all this replacement infrastructure that has to go in the U.S. And Biden had approved $6 billion a few years ago that kind of dwindled down to $3 billion, but there's actually $3 to $5 trillion of replacement infrastructure that has to go under the ground. And it all relates to bridges and roads and highways and tunnels, and that's what we do. So once that starts to hit the market, our growth will get even greater than it is right now. Now, last year we did 84% growth. It's not going to continue on that, but it could on a one-time basis. But it's generally going to be 20 to 30 to 40% each year for the next number of years. Our backlog this year has slowed down a bit. It continues to grow and should be at another 30% this year, but other years will be stronger than that. Record momentum. Again, we got a huge amount of backlog. It's going into the ground on a regular basis, but we continue to maintain that backlog. What we do, we will see eventually the backlog start to drop down to 1.5 times sales. Like right now, it's up to 2 times sales at sometimes, right? So normal construction is a 1 to 1.5 times. But COVID caused a number of delays, and that's why our backlog got up higher than it would normally be. I won't go over the Q2 financial results. That's over with now. Although it was not a record quarter like we've done for the previous three, it was a record for the first two quarters in the year. And it was still great, and we see this, you know, kind of sales and growth continuing. Not every quarter will be a record, but we'll continue to see ongoing growth. I won't go over the trends, but the trends there that are very important are the seasonality of our business. Now, seasonality doesn't hurt us, but generally our best quarters are the third and fourth quarter, and this is why we're regionally expanding in the U.S. and looking at M&A next year, as we hopefully will balance out that seasonality in our sales picture. But it doesn't hurt us because it enables us to keep all of our staff through the slow period, because during the first quarter of the year, we tear all of our equipment down and rebuild it. Because we cross-train everybody, not only can they operate the machine or project manage the jobs, but they can also do QC and maintain the equipment. So it enables to keep all of our qualified staff on a long-term basis. And then debt. We basically have no debt. I was down to $1 million at the end of last year, or two-year, $2 million at the end of last year. It's down to $1 million now, and we'll let it's term debt, so the second $1 million to be paid off next year. So basically a great balance sheet going forward. Cap structure, of course, we just increased it with the our basic shares outstanding to around 135 million now, fully diluted around 150 million. Still in really good shape for going forward. Insider ownership is only about 14%, but we actually have a strong group of shareholders that invested in us originally and still have all their shares. So effective control we still have within the company. And again, there's no need to go to the markets to raise additional capital unless we get into an acquisition that's bigger than what we can handle with the capital that we have right now. And because we're generating our own cash flow right now, we should be in a good position to continue to pursue those acquisitions without having to go to the market many times, if at all. Business strategy, continue to execute. We stopped pursuing acquisitions in 2024 or 2023 because our share price had gone down to 19 cents, and we tend to try to use or do the one-third, one-third, one-third approach, which is one-third shares, one-third earnout, and one-third cash, and we didn't really want to be using our share price when it was trading at 9 cents to buy companies. And we believe that by the time the market turned around, which is hopefully what it is right now, is that we'd be in a strong position from a financial perspective, and our share price would have turned around. So by 2025, we'd be in a position to start pursuing the acquisition game again. Continued strong organic growth, of course, is always there. It will continue to grow again, 20 to 40% on an annual basis. We'll continue to develop strategic alliances with particularly the large cement suppliers, because 65% of the cost of our product is cement, and also with large P3 general contractors that do the large projects right across North America. Well, of course, we're also identifying and considering acquisition opportunities for next year. Competitive edge is credibility and reputation. We're the leaders, not only in Canada or in North America, but probably the world in this technology. Our customer base is repetitive on an ongoing basis. Even if others do a job and win a job on a price perspective, those our customers tend to come back to us on the next phase of the project. We have a unique expertise that others don't have. Many of them, but some of them, the tunnel grading, we're the leaders in tunnel grading right across North America. And of course, we can do underwater placement inside of the concrete as well. Others don't do that. We have proprietary technologies. They're all related to formulas, and although they're protected within the company, we don't patent them, because if you patent formulas, people tend to copy them. And we have a continental presence. So there isn't any competitors in Canada, at least in the side of the concrete side, but in the U.S., there are a few competitors. Most of them are small, and most of them are regional, where we're right across North America. And then, of course, our product is greener and more sustainable than the products we're replacing. So right now, we're still in the process of displacing legacy products. When I talk about the legacy products, again, that's the weakened and stable soils. It's the EPS block. It's the styrofoam, all those things that are less environmentally friendly. Capacity for growth. One of the great things we've done over time is that we have over 200 million of seasonally adjusted production capacity. So essentially, we don't need to build another piece of equipment from that perspective alone. However, we will, because regional expansion requires additional smaller volume or highly mobile equipment to be placed in that area. And so this year, we may look at building another piece of equipment for Louisiana area, because it's an area where we're starting to grow quite significantly. I'll just go through that. Office locations, our storage locations, again, so we're right across Canada and Vancouver. We have an office. Calgary, of course, is our head office. We have an office and location in Toronto, and then we have a salesperson in Montreal, then in the U.S. in Bellingham, Washington, which is our tunnel grouting group. We're in Chicago, which is a fast-growing business that we bought in 2018. And we also have equipment in New York, in St. Louis, and again, the large projects we do right across North America. So right now we're doing a tunnel in Texas, we're about to start a wharf in Texas, and we're doing some other backfill projects down there as well. Customers are all the large AAA customers, construction customers right across North America, so we barely ever have a bad debt. We're always paid on a timely basis, so cash flow is usually never an issue for our company. Strategic alliances, again, 65% of the cost of our product is cement. So we've developed strong relationships with all of the cement suppliers right across North America. Our team, got a great team behind me. I always say that if something should happen to me today, nothing would stop, nothing would change, because, again, I'm a high believer in cross-training and preparing for succession. So Randy Boomhauer, who's now our COO, I hired him as our CFO. A few years back, 4 years ago actually, and now he's our COO running the operations, and we brought on another CFO who's great. She's also from Bird Construction, was really highly and well thought of there, and she's come on our team. And Jordan Wolf was one of the was the son of the owner of one of the companies we bought in the U.S. at Chicago, and he's just been a great addition to our team. I'm not going to go over the directors. We've got a great group there. And that's really Cellular Concrete or SMATRIX in a nutshell. My plan today was just try to give you a good overview for you people who haven't seen the SMATRIX story before. And now I'll open the floor for questions, because we have about 4 minutes left. Good question. There's not a lot of companies out there that are in the side of the concrete business that are good for us to buy. They don't have the technology that we have or the capability. They may be in a region, though, that we're interested in maybe buying a location. But that would be mostly the only reason that we'd be looking at them. We're looking mostly in same or similar comparable businesses. For example, we looked at a company in Texas that is in a different business, but comparable. They do specialty grouting, and they're very good at it. They're doing 5 to 10 million in sales, 15% plus EBITDA in sales, and they have an establishment. We can take our technology and make them better, and we can take their business and transfer it to our other businesses and make our other businesses better. So it's a win-win situation for both. And we'll mostly look at the southern U.S. where we're not established in the small to medium-sized business area, because those are big growth opportunities for us. Well, that's SMATRIX in a nutshell, guys. Keep an eye on us. I mean, it will be lumpy at times, but we expect to grow to 100 million in sales within a few years just with organic growth. And by adding acquisitions that are value added for our shareholders, that are good opportunities, and we'll, you know, we're usually looking at buying them at the 2-4 multiple or 4-6 multiple range. And as we continue to grow this business and make significant dollars, we expect to trade at 10 to 12 or higher, so it's immediate value added for our shareholders. And we got a great business with tremendous growth, not only in North America, but eventually internationally as well. So I really appreciate your time today, and good luck at the rest of the conference. Thank you. And I've got one-on-one meetings all day, but I'll try to squeeze you in if you have another question.